D. The UN spreads distorted values. In 1990, the World Health Organization announced that homosexuality is not a mental illness, greatly spurring on the homosexual movement worldwide. Under the conditions of globalization, AIDS spread globally, with the most important group of AIDS-susceptible people, homosexuals, continuing to be the target of social concern and public discussion. Communism has thus promoted the expansion of the homosexual movement. Medical workers encourage homosexual AIDS patients not to be ashamed and to seek medical treatment. As a corollary, the moral recognition of homosexual conduct has been promoted simultaneously. In Africa, Asia, and Latin America, the international community's funding for AIDS has thus had the effect of promoting the homosexual movement. South Africa was the first country to introduce a new convention at the UN Human Rights Council that requires recognition of sexual orientation and gender identity to be used as indicators of human rights. The convention was ultimately adopted. This is the first UN resolution that directly targets sexual orientation and gender identity. In reality, this normalizes what used to be considered deviant ideas by attributing to them the same importance as natural rights. Article 13 of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Children states, "The child shall have the right to freedom of expression. This right shall include freedom to seek, receive and impart information and ideas of all kinds, regardless of frontiers, either orally, in writing or in print, in the form of art, or through any other media of the child's choice." Some scholars have asked, if parents do not allow their children to wear t-shirts with satanic symbolism, will it constitute a violation of children's rights? Do children have the right to choose any way they wish to speak to their parents? Children may lack judgment. If they commit violence or violate ethical norms, can parents discipline their children? These worries are not unwarranted. In 2018, Ontario, Canada, passed a law that parents should not deny children's wishes of gender expression, i.e., children can select genders themselves, with boys choosing to be girls and vice versa. Parents who don't accept their child's chosen gender identity may be considered as engaging in child abuse, and their children could be taken away by the state. Communism thus uses globalization to mutate and destroy traditional culture and moral values in an all-encompassing fashion. This includes the use of developed countries, global enterprises, and international institutions. People are immersed in the superficial convenience of the global life, but they are not aware that their ideas and consciousnesses are rapidly being changed. In just a few decades, these completely new ideas have engulfed many parts of the world like a raging tsunami. Wherever they go, the culture changes, civilizations are lost, and even the oldest and most closed countries can't escape. Traditional culture is the root of human existence, an important guarantee for human beings to maintain moral standards. It is the key to human beings' ability to be saved by the Creator. In the process of globalization, these have been mutated or even destroyed by the arrangements of the communist specter, and human civilization faces an unprecedented crisis.